It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bulletin.
Rightio, it is Ollie Ritchie's turn on the Bulletin this morning, and it's a really big hello to Ollie. And first of all, Ollie, can we just clarify once and for all, we've had a debate behind the scenes here. Your secondary school of your choice was?
Christchurch Boys High, Smithy, and I don't want any sort of suggestion that it was anything other than mighty CBHS.
No, that was my take on it. That was clearly my take on it. And
clearly.
For that reason, it was. There were others within the group who were perhaps looking at your character and thinking other, but not me. I stood up for you. I think it's fair to say. Ollie, but even the old boys and the tradition of there is very strong with CBHS will be shaking at the moment on the prospect of having to host the Rebels this Friday at 7 o'clock, won't you?
Yeah, I think given the way the Crusaders have been going, they could probably do with some talent out of CBHS at the moment, to be frank, Smithy. But yeah, look, in years gone by, this would be a dead rubber, wouldn't it? It'd be an absolute gimme for the Crusaders, but there's no such thing as an absolute gimme for the Crusaders this year. Such has been, yes, their injury toll, but more lately their form. They're just not playing like a team that's capable of winning Super Rugby games, and that was evident against the Force. They played with no ambition on attack. When they did have the ball, they weren't brave enough. They tried to offload and it wasn't there. Their discipline was poor, and that's all the sort of things that let opposition teams back into games or let opposition teams take control of games. It's very un-Crusaders-like, but it's really been the story of their season so far. So, yeah, you're right. You look over the last few years, Crusaders versus Rebels in Christchurch, tick box for the Crusaders. Absolutely not the case anymore. And that's also credit to the way the Rebels have been going this year under a lot of pressure with everything that's going on with that franchise. I think they've been very impressive and a great improver this year. But, yep, it's dark days down in Christchurch at the moment.
A lot of people cutting Rob Penny quite a lot of slack on this, bearing in mind on the change of personnel, availability of players, injuries, etc. I got a text in this morning to say usually I'd say people need to hold fire on putting Penny on the chopping block, but if you factor in his tenure coaching, the Waratahs, his super record is now 1-13. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and it's a fair point to make, and I do think you need to look through this with a little bit of context as well. They've been absolutely decimated by injuries, this Crusaders team. And as soon as you say that word injury, it does almost look like an excuse. But you do have to be a bit realistic. You know, they haven't had Cody Taylor. They haven't had Tamati Williams. Scott Barrett's been injured. David Havili's been injured. Braden Enor is out for the season. You know, Ethan Blackhead is only just making a comeback. That's on top of guys like, obviously, Sam Whitelock, Richie Mwanga, who have departed the franchise, Jack Goodhue, who have departed the franchise. These are all All Blacks that are not available. So, you know, you do have to take that into consideration. But that's not to say that the expectation isn't still great within that Crusaders franchise and among the Crusaders fan group. They expect better than what they've been given. And given the amount of talent that is in that Crusaders squad, and yes, there's a lot of experience, but there is a lot of talent as well, that they shouldn't be losing games to the Force. They shouldn't be dropping that game to the Waratahs in Sydney. You know, those are games that absolutely how they should be ticking off. Yeah, some of those Kiwi derbies you can understand, but some of those results, frankly, still have not been good enough by Crusaders standards. So it's not in their DNA to sack a coach mid-season. It's not going to happen. But certainly, I think there is a lot of pressure on Rob Penny to turn this around or at least get some wins under their belt with those All Blacks coming back in. And especially if you already sort of look ahead to next season when they should have a full contingent of All Blacks back in that group. That talent pool is deep enough and they should be doing better than they are.
Right, Ollie, let's look at something entirely different because it's so far removed from our thoughts, but perhaps it should be more so, and that's the Black Caps series against Pakistan, who they squared the series the other day. They had the first one, which was abandoned, Pakistan winning the first one. Creditable performance to chase down 190, or just losing three wickets. Mark Chapman at the helm of that. But I just wonder whether we should be giving them more attention.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it, Smithy? I mean, you sort of just reminded me that it was on, to be honest. Like, that's the sort of state of play right now, isn't it? And, you know, we see these sorts of series pop up all the time. I think if I look at it through a kind of World Cup lens, you know, it's good. You know, these are guys, Mark Chapman, Jimmy Neesham, Ish Sodhi, Michael Bracewell. All these guys will be in contention for that T20 World Cup squad. So, you know, it's valuable time in the middle. You know, conditions will be a lot different to what they're facing at the moment. But, you know, you mentioned Mark Chapman. Really good to see him actually hitting a few out of the middle, getting those runs on the board. And that's going to be valuable confidence for a guy like Mark Chapman, who, you know, hasn't been in the runs all season. So, you know, I think it's good in that regard and, you know, probably good to blood a few new players or, you know, give a few younger players a little bit of experience on that world stage. But the main lens that I would look at this series through is very much that World Cup lens. Who's going to be in or around that squad for the T20 World Cup later this year? And, yeah, you look at a guy like Mark Chapman, yep, valuable time in the middle for him. So good to see, you know, at least him playing his way into a bit of form. And then, you know, guys like Ish Sodhi, Jimmy Neesham, Michael Bracewell, who you would expect to be in the mix there or thereabout. So, you know, in that regard, at least they're not just sort of facing pro downs in the next back home.
Let's look at what's coming out tomorrow, of course, which is Anzac Day. And the NRL have taken the opportunity to play three games tomorrow, including an Anzac clash between the Warriors and the Titans. As opposed to rugby, who have chosen to not do anything tomorrow and use their celebrations perhaps over Friday and Saturday. Is this another case of perhaps rugby missing an opportunity for their sport to pay tribute and remembrance on the right day?
Yeah, I think so, Smithy. And I think, you know, like rugby and Super Rugby have only ever been played on a Friday, Saturday. I mean, it was, you know, it almost felt like a revelation when they introduced a few Sunday afternoon games. You know, like this has very much been a Friday, Saturday sport. But I do think it's time for a little bit of different thinking. And I'm hoping that's what the new Super Rugby Commission will be able to look at. You know, tomorrow's a public holiday. A couple of weeks ago, I went, right, I said to my wife, far out, the Warriors play at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Let's go. Well, it was sold out by then. That was 2 weeks ago. By the time I got around to looking at tickets, and maybe that says a little bit more about me than it does anything else, but it was well sold out. And so that's the opportunity that Super Rugby's missing. You know, like, why not have a 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock game on Anzac Day? You know, but people have got the day off. It's a public holiday. Give them something to do. Pay respect. Remember, you know, what Anzac Day is all about. And, you know, instead of doing it, you know, a couple of days later. So, yeah, I do think there's an opportunity there for the new Super Rugby Commission to look at these sorts of things and go, okay, why are we not doing that? Or, you know, why are we not having more afternoon rugby? Or why are we not looking at public holidays? Easter weekend is another one. You know, it's just an absolute abomination the way that draw is run over Easter weekend. You had half the team having a bye that weekend. You know, those sorts of areas of where this new Super Rugby Commission needs to be looking at and thinking fans first. How can we give the fan a really good product on a public holiday? And, yeah, the Warriors and the NRL have got it absolutely right. And so I think it's an opportunity for Super Rugby to look at.
Well, I just look across the board and I'm looking at basketball here too, and I'm just talking about the NBL. The Tuatara play the Bulls tonight, and that's at 7:30. So that's becoming a regular appointment, a 7:30 slot. But basketball now, this is Wednesday night. Basketball now goes through, this round goes through to Sunday night at 6:30 with an afternoon or evening appointment for everybody. They're starting to catch hold of this, and of course we know how quickly basketball's growing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And if you look at the Super Rugby schedule this weekend, Smitty, there's four bloody games on Saturday. It starts from 2 o'clock. You know, you've got a 2 o'clock, a 4:30, a 7 o'clock, and then a 9:30 on Saturday. You can't tell me one of those games couldn't be moved onto a Thursday afternoon or a Thursday evening. You know, when you've got a public holiday, that is. You know, you bang on, and you know, basketball's making all the right moves, and we know how quickly that's growing and how great that competition is fast becoming. But, you know, it blows my mind still, and I'm sure there'll be, you know, reasons why this can't happen. God knows what they are. But you just look at, I think, Saturday in particular. It's like, why have we got four games starting from 2 o'clock, which are going to clash with club rugby? You know, the 2 o'clock and the 4 o'clock, both will clash with club rugby. So why have we got those games happening on a Saturday? And I know they're out of New Zealand. But just have a look at the makeup of that draw. Have a look at how that's all sitting and go, here's an opportunity. Let's put a game there. You know, it's that thinking that Super Rugby badly needs.
Absolutely right, Ollie. Really appreciate you being available for us this morning, mate. Just let's hope for the good people, the Old Boys Association of CBHS, that you've got something to smile about come 9 o'clock on Friday night, eh?
Yeah, you really get a sense as well, Smitty, that the entire nation is behind them as well. They want to see the Crusaders turn this around. No one wants to see them stuck at the bottom of the table. It's not good for rugby in this country, and you can get a sense of that kind of public appetite to really see them lift. So I would suggest that the entire nation will be around the Crusaders on Friday night, which really does warm the heart.
And that, without doubt, is the funniest thing you've said in the last 10 minutes. Good on you, Ollie. great chatting, mate. Thank you very much for your time. Really do appreciate it. It's 10:53 here on SENZ.